trying the best we can to earn the title of your best friend. Here every Saturday morning to answer your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're the best free information you can get.
And you can get us so many ways. You know, you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse. You can go to our website and search our FAQs. Or like this morning, Mike reached out to us on Facebook with a question. He has a home at the 101 in Indian Bend. It has a sunken living room, and it's tile. And every time it rains, that sunken room starts filling with water. What would you tell him to do?
Well, we'd have to get there and do a site analysis to see what in the landscaping is directing the water up against the foundation. I would hope that we could take a look at maybe just a grading situation, gutters, downspouts, getting the water away from the foundation. I'm assuming that it's leaking from those sunken living rooms generally are joining one exterior wall. It's got to be right there at that exterior wall where it's leaking. So that's going to take a site inspection. Fortunately, he's in an area of town that I crisscross about 100 times a week. So let's just get a name and number for him if he's willing to provide that to us on Facebook, and I'll do a quick drive-by and take a look at it.
Okay, great.
And be thankful, Mike, that you have tile and not carpet.
Oh, that would be bad.
All right. Let's bring Karen into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. And Mesa. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. We have a wrought iron pool fence with powder coating, and it is rusting. So I'm just wondering if you have someone that you recommend to come repaint it or what the best fix is for it.
How old is it?
That's the thing. It's only 3 years old.
Mm. And do you remember the company that installed it?
You know what? It was my brother-in-law's guy that was a great deal.
Okay. So okay.
I probably wouldn't do. I've learned my lesson.
Okay. Well, I guess my first, there are a couple different ways we can address that.
Okay.
But the powder coating situation complicates it just a slight bit. Given where you're calling from there in Mesa, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to call the Arizona Painting Company.
Okay.
480-926-7700, the Arizona Painting Company.
Okay.
Give them a ring and let them know what you're dealing with, and let them have them come out and take a look at it and see if it's something they can work. Because there's actually a couple really good options for painting and sealing wrought iron, and we just need to find out exactly what was done to what you have, so we know how to fix it from here.
Okay. And is it worth keeping a wrought iron fence, or is going to a mesh fence going to be better and not have as many problems?
Nothing's going to be maintenance free or trouble free, and it's going to depend on how rusted that is. If it's to the point where the metal's breaking and it's leaving jagged edges, it's not going to be worth saving. But
okay.
And then in replacement, you had mentioned the mesh. There's that Guardian Pool fence, but there's also a company new to Rosie on the House, Solar Safe Pool Covers, that has a thick vinyl cover that has a lot of additional benefits to it that keeps it much cleaner, and it's great for hibernating during the winter. So if you're looking at replacement, I would look at that option as well.
There you go. Let's go to Fran in Peoria real quick, get her in before we have to wrap up this hour. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was told that the turbine that goes from the ceiling of my garage to, the roof should be covered because the air leaks into the attic and causes more cost to my electricity and the furnace and heating and cooling.
Yeah. Miss Fran, this is a great question, and I want to address it. And I hope everyone driving down to the home show this morning has their radio on and is tuned in to this question right now, because we are told by so many people that more insulation in your attic is better. What any objective analysis will tell you is that the temperature in your attic has little to nothing to do with the temperature inside your home. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I would tell you, Fran, that for a lot of years we used to cover those turbines to try and trap the hot air in the attic, thinking that it would reduce our heating bill in the winter. Then you open them up and you reduce the temperature in the attic in the summer, thereby trying to reduce your air conditioning load in the summer. Well, I can tell you this. Your bill is only impacted by the temperature in the attic by the tune of about 5 to 7%, maybe 10% at the very most. So if your winter heating bills are $80 to $100, only about $8 or $10 of it has anything to do with your attic. Over-insulating the attic or worrying about your attic is not the place to focus when you're trying to save money on your utility bill. And there's going to be 40 insulation contractors down at the garden show today that are trying to get you to insulate to an R60, put foam in the rafters, put radiant barrier, and spend tens of thousands of dollars in your attic, and it would all be wasted. So I know that's a bigger answer than you asked, Fran, but I can tell you, your painter was probably trying to steer you right. If I were you, I wouldn't be concerned with it. If you had a grandson or a nephew that could climb up there and cover it and uncover it once or twice a year, that would be fine. And you don't need to be concerned.
Maybe I heard wrong, but my concern, she said, my vent from my garage to my roof, that which would more than likely be a break in the fire code.
Could be.
So I was more concerned, did somebody install something in your garage trying to vent hot air out and violate a fire barrier? That would be my bigger concern to look at. But we'll finish this at top of the hour.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.